Some of our two opinion, Kibur Aveim, Aveim Sheino Simasi Amcha. So we said that the Rambam Shita is that you have to be Chaber Avivimo even if they're not Osimasi Amcha, even if they're not observant Jews. You still have to, it's still a mitzvah Kibur Aveim. And the Torah disagrees. And the Torah says that no, only if they're Osimasi Amcha. If they're not Osei Ma'is Amcha, you don't have to mechaber them. Then, so that's the machlokes on the Torah. Now the Torah brings a raya on page 2, question 2 from the Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Gemara in Bava Kamma says if somebody the father stole an animal and then dies, so the child should return the animal als kovar aveim. So the Gemara says, but he's not osei ma'is amcha because he stole. So why do you have to mechaber him? So the Gemara says that also tshuva. So the Torah says, you see from here that if he wasn't also tshuva, then you wouldn't have to. You wouldn't have the memchaber. Only if he's, only if he did tshuva. Does anyone have the packet here? Tess Yud, anyone have those packets here? Kibur Aveim, Tess Yud. Have it here. Tess and Yud. You have Yud? Okay, give me Yud. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so that was the question. So that's the Torah's Raya, that of the Russia you don't have to be Mechabit. Then we said to look in the Lechem Mishnah and the Kesev Mishnah to answer this question, which it's against the Gemara. So he says, Yeshu Taris Lachar Misa Shaini. The Lechem Mishnah says that no, when the father's alive, even if he's a Rasha, you have to mechabit. But is it din of mechabit even Achar Moso? So that din is only if also tshuva. There's a thought from Achar Misa Shaini. Moshomer Rabbeinu Hu Debechayev. In other words, the Rambam's talking about when the father's still alive. As far as still alive, you have to be mechabit him even if he's not observant. And that Gemara is talking about after he passed away. That's how the Lechem Mishnah says. In the Kesev Mishnah, he says the following. Because the river is a hadi mila in chiyuva, the lini sura fi losa tshuva aser leben lachosel. So he says, you have a Rambam here, he'll shoft him. Thank you. So that was the Kesef Mishnah says. The Dafka of a tshuva. Because you have died to lach zero, but who doesn't pursue him? Milka chava misha dain. In other words, if he did tshuva, so it means he wants to give it back. He gave it back, so then he has to give it back. But if he didn't do tshuva, then the sons got it already, and they didn't have an obligation. The reason why Akiva says he has to give tshuva, because if he does tshuva, then it's as if he's about to give it back, and therefore his sons don't get it in the Yerusha, and therefore they have to give it back. But if he didn't do tshuva, they got it, so then it's theirs. In other words, it's very limited. Only the worst is only has to do tshuva, and therefore there's an obligation for the son to return the parah, because it's as if, since the tshuva is as if he already gave it back, even though technically he didn't give it back yet. So they didn't yorish it. So therefore he should give it back. The son should give it back. But if he didn't do tshuva, they yashin it. So then they don't have to give it back. That's what he said. But if Mashma in other areas, you still have to mechabed your father, even if he's of Russia. You have to return Mishum Kavan Aviyah. Yeah, in other words, you still have to give it back because it's... I don't know if it's, you know, it's... Shadai no tzi v'shus chayim lachzim avakilo v'tshuv v'mad v'yashuv. Yeah, Hashem, b'day to lachzir, u'dover m'suy, b'lcha hama v'shadai no tzi v'shus chayim lachzir. I don't know if it's technically, you know what I mean? Like the mice, he didn't give it back. So l'chorah, they do yarshin in India, either case. This bottom line is still in possession. But kavod aviyim, we view it ke'ilu that it's not theirs. Well, either way, yeah, once the father dies, anything in his possession is the son's. Okay. Well, the son gives it back because the father was about to give it back, so it's out covered the father. But if it's not technical zechiah here, no one was zochen in. But if you want to learn a tshuva, so then it's his, the son's, the yarshin. Okay, whatever. Say the Aruch HaShulchan. So the Aruch HaShulchan also discusses this. So he quotes the Kesef Mishnah, the Lechem Mishnah, and all these things. Then he says that a father is only considered Rasha if he does Averis Tadir. But if a father on a constant basis doesn't keep Shabbos, so, I mean, it's a technical halacha A person does an aveira once, but mazid, he's a Rasha. It doesn't take more than once to become a Rasha. But the Gavi, this thing, he thinks that it's a different. The Aruch HaShulchan wants to say, well, first he says, Afilu das Rambam near Dafka Rasha Lateyova. Avalahachis, you don't have to be Mechadid. The Rosh Hashanah pointed out Lachachis means he's Eino Machted, he's just not from. But Teyavim means, like Rosh Hashanah pointed out, he'll work to, you know, normally he won't drive in Shabbos, but if he needs to for his job, then he needs the money, then he'll do it. So obviously that's also, but that's the Teyavim. So the Teyavim, he thinks that the Rambam was only said you have to Mechabed or father to Rasha only if he's a Rasha Lateyavim. But he's a Rasha Lachachis. Meaning of Shechter said is Eino Machpid. For Shabbos it's the same as Tuesday. It's all the same. Eino Machpid. So then even the Rambam would agree that you're not Machabed the Aviv Rosh. Okay. Tein divrei apnei Yeshua b'pi Yoshitas Rambam menogei l'sugyos above a kama. So the Pnei Yeshua says that no, it means like this. If you, the Rambam means to say, if your father is a Rasha, you still have to be mechabed him. But the gabe that aveira that he did, so the Gemara says, if the father didn't do tshuva, you don't have to return that aveira. Because the gabe that you don't have to give him covered. The gabe the hachzoras aveda. I'll clock in Russian Talmud Darinson. I'm actually the daughter of Mr. Kenneth called Yomi Eagles and Lucy said, obviously. Right, that was the Pnei. Just trying to find the page of the Pnei Yeshua. In other words, that Gabi, that Aveira, you're not Machayev if he's didn't do tshuva to Mechabit him, Gabi, that Aveira. But still, you have to Mechabit him in general. So if he stole, you don't have to mechaber him to help him return the thing if he didn't do tshuva with that. That's the Pnei Yeshua says that in one line, and I don't see it right now. Also Arveira, yeah. On page 9. Also Aveira Atzma Shavar Aviv Lo Chosh L'Chvodo Lo Tavshu Heim Chayom. Whereas the father doesn't care about Gzela, so he's not Chash for his own covenant with Gzela, so you don't have to be Chash. But if the father is just he doesn't keep Kashrus, so you still have to. He doesn't keep Shabbos, so the Rambam would say still you have to be Mechaved him. So that Gemara in Bava Kama that says only tshuva, that's only because that's the gabe that aveira that you're being mechabed him by returning it for him. The gabe the aveira that he did, and he never did tshuva on the gazel, then you don't have to care about it to return it for him. Then we said to look in Sternbuch. About being mechabed. So the big yisod he said is what? That Kein shelo yechil Hashem. They have to make sure it's not a chil Hashem. Because if you do something, you're not mechavid, your father's not religious, so So it's a Chil Hashem. He's going to say, you know, when you were religious, you respected me. Now that you're religious, oh, that's what your religion teaches you. You know, so that's a big Chil Hashem. So if it's not Chil Hashem, so technically speaking, according to the Torah, if he's not also my Samcha, you know, that's the Machlokes. So he has to do, you know. So even the Shita says that there's no chiv, like the Torah, he can't be garim chil Hashem. Yeah, what were you saying, Jim? Okay. Number 7. Take the Rei Arachayim HaKadosh. The Arachayim HaKadosh has on the Pasuk Ish Avi V'Imo Tiro. That starts with Ish singular. And then it says Tiro, plural. So he says an idea that what? That if you'll fear your parents, then your children will fear you. So it's going on you, and then Tiro is on your children. If you're mechabed, you show more to your parents, then your kids will likewise. Is that Yud Aleph? Eitan? Yeah, it's Eitan. He'll give you back Tess and Yud. Here, Eitan. Anyone have Yud Aleph here? Jake has it. He has it. Okay, got it. Yeah, okay, whatever. Jake has it. Okay. Shkoyach. Thank you. So that was one shot, he said. Then the Orchaim HaKadosh speaks about Perish Ish Kimsayim Imo Vavish Kiminog Av Aim Vizetira Misha Bazal Chalav Vimo Potomimoro. Nearly came to Russia in a kind of Vodo. Purposes of also Marcy Amcha, and Kaiv, Shanish also true, Abba Kosha also true, and Kaiv with Vodo. That's the tour. So, again, sir, so the Harav, Shain of Ziga, Bosa, true, El Sharinu, Shasa, Tafka. Ish Oviv, Emo, Perish, Ish, Shemesagim, Emo, Oviv, Kiminog. Av aim lazeti rov. Vomishim zazel kol aviv v'imo patur mi moro. So ish aviv v'imo tiro. If the parent is mechabed his parent, then you have to fear them. Whereas if somebody wasn't mechabed their own parents, and the son sees that he doesn't have to be mechabed his parents. Whereas the parents weren't mechabed the grandparents. So then the son doesn't have to be mechabed the parents, because that's like Eino Osa Maisei Amcha. That's a chiddush. Normally, you would think it means they don't say ma'isa amcha means that you eat treif, you mechal Shabbos. Here, he's saying that even if perish isha misnagim imo ve'oviv k'minog av ve'aim l'zeh tiro avol misha misazlam chod oviv imo potom imo ro. Okay. Then we spoke about the din, question 9. Of Achagodl. You have to mechaber Achagodl. Right? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes that, but then the Shulchan Aruch quotes the din that if the Achagodl, say the younger brother was a Talmud Chacham, and the Achagodl was Mevazet the Talmud Chacham, and he put him in, and he put him in Cheirim, so he had a right to do so. And that's quoted in, he had a right to, so normally the Achakotan has to be Mechabed the Achagodl, and here the Achakotan, you know, put him his Achagodl in Cheirim, but he had a right to do so, the Drush says, because the Achagodl didn't act proper to the Achakotan, who was a Talmud Chacham. So the question that was raised that we talked about last Sunday was, but if the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, that Ovid Rasha is still a Chi of Kibud, so that Achagodol is still also should be a Chi of Kibud, right? Because it's the same Shailah. You have to be Mechabed someone who's not acting properly. And also Ma'aseh Amcha. So by a parent, the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, but you do. So how come by Achagodl, it says if the Achagodl wasn't acting properly, so the Achakotan come to the Achakotan, who was a Talmud Chacham, so then that's considered the Achagodl's Ein Osei Ma'aseh Amcha, so the Achakotan had a right to put him in Cheirim. So then why didn't the Shulchan Aruch be consistent? Either you hold that it doesn't matter how you act, you get the covered. The kid has to become the father, so Achagodl also. But the Shulchan Aruch split it. By the parent, he paskin even though Ein Osei Ma'aseh Amcha. And by the Achagodl, he said only if Osei Ma'aseh Amcha. So the Maram Shik, he said, said the answer, what did Maram Shik say? That the same thing we saw from the Pnei Yeshua. That you only have a Mechabed, your parent, or your Achagodl, but if they did something in a particular area, that area don't have to be mechabed. So here, he was mevaze the achakotan who's a talmud chacham. So then you could put him in nidoy. You can put him in nidoy because Gabe Bizayon, so he was Vazim, he could get in this Baza. He says, Chayb quoted him Eno, but also Dover Ba'atzma. But the Dover, that Indian itself, that he was lax in, then you don't have to mechavit him in that particular Indian. Just like we saw that the Pnei Yeshua says, if the father stole, and the son doesn't have to return the thing, because Lagabi, that Indian of Gzela, he didn't do tshuva, so then you don't. But Lagabi, anything else, what's not that particular Indian, then you have to mechabi. So the case of the Achak Koton, the Achagol, was that particular, that he was mevaza him, so he could get in this baza by being in Nidri. But that doesn't mean that, say, the Achagol wasn't from. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, you still have to be mechabed him, just like you have to mechabed Aviv Rasha. So Achagodl Rasha is the same thing. The case that the Shulchan Aruch was talking about, the case of the Rosh, is that he was mevazeh the younger brother, and the younger brother is a Talmud Chacham, so now he can be put in either. Because that's the same inyan. There was a tender reshuchamim over aviv imu al aver shalokin aleha. So the Shulchan Aruch says, page 15, if the parent violated, like, a treif, you get malchus for that. Vaya ben shliach ledayonim, lo yakeh asom chenim schaivu nidoi, shliach shliach ledosom, lirdof lirgach asom shliach bezdin, avichurim lakach velosu chuv. Because he can't be the shliach bezdin. In other words, if your parents need to get malchus, you can't give the malchus. Okay, now the rest of the questions from 12 to 18, I didn't give the shir yet for these questions. So that's this coming Sunday. So Bez Hashem will do that on Sunday. Okay? So I had to write the whole thing. Okay, now what we have left is the Inyana de Yoma. So that, Bez Hashem, we should do that on Monday. Pesach stuff. Okay? And okay, so we'll have Chumash now, and so the Pesach stuff will, as Hashem, do on Monday, and Tuesday we'll have the, okay. Jake, is this yours? Okay, we'll start Chumash in 2 minutes.